Hello again, everyone. I'm meteorologist Troy Kimmel. I'd like to welcome you to TroyKimmelWeather.com, also my University of Texas weather blog site under campus safety and campus security at the University of Texas at Austin. That website, an easy website to remember, it's weather.utexas.edu. It is Thursday, the 21st day of April, 2022, and here are my audio weather thoughts as we move through the next couple of days. As we get up and around and start into work or school or wherever we go on this Thursday, low-level cloud cover, and even if you've been out early, especially early this morning, a little light drizzle in some spots. I think this is more of a sign of what's to come over the coming days. Is it going to be a washout? Absolutely not. Just a little bit of light drizzle in the morning low clouds over the next couple of days on into the weekend for Austin and for South Central Texas. We've got plenty of moisture in place. We've got temperatures which have been held down a little bit by the cloud cover, but temperatures a little above seasonal averages for this time of year, with temperatures in the 80s yesterday. So we got the moisture in place, but the main thing is we just don't really have a trigger, an atmospheric trigger to really go through to give us any big rain chances for the time being. And you know what? That's okay with me right now, because we have a big end of the week and into the weekend coming up here at the University of Texas with baseball going on. We also have, of course, on Saturday, our Longhorn spring football game going on 6 o'clock in the evening. We got the Longhorn Run. Elsewhere in Austin, we have Austin FC playing a match at 6, actually in the evening on Saturday evening out at Q2 Stadium in North Austin. So, and baseball even on Sunday as well. So we got a lot of stuff going on. This weather pattern that we have now is pretty much going to hold into the weekend. Are we going to see as much sun as we could perhaps see? No, I don't think so. But at the same time, we aren't going to see a lot of rain either. Now, that begins to change once we get to the latter part of the weekend, the latter part of Sunday, into Sunday night and Monday night and Tuesday of next week, as an upper-level low-pressure storm system out of the southwestern U.S. and an associated surface cold front moves southward through the Rockies, that upper-level low moving in from the west over the southwest U.S. And as it approaches, we finally get an atmospheric trigger, more lift in the atmosphere, more of an unstable atmosphere, beginning as early as midday into afternoon on Sunday. I'll include a shower or thunderstorm in the Sunday afternoon, Sunday evening forecast, but the real chance of that comes with the most dynamic lift, and that'll come with a cold front through the Austin area sometime about daybreak on Monday morning. Folks, as it moves through, we may have a few stronger thunderstorms even as that system moves on through. The good news is that rain may linger even as the cooler air moves in on Monday. Why I say that is simply because we need the rainfall, folks. The National Weather Service Weather Prediction Center in College Park, Maryland, is suggesting in their morning guidance that we're still in that area of about a half inch to 1 inch of rain possible for the time period. One of the good things that I see in this morning is that the National Weather Service is suggesting some of the heavier rains maybe west of Austin. And, folks, that's where the drought has been its worst so far, out in West Texas and parts of Central Texas and the Hill Country. So we can certainly use the rainfall. I'm a little worried about forecasting, especially when we're experiencing drought over so much of the state of Texas. But it does look like that'll happen, and this is the time of year it should be happening. So keep an eye on that. Once that front passes Monday, by the way, sometimes probably during the morning rush hour, I think the shower and thunderstorm chances will decrease late in the day into the evening, but the big story will be cooler temperatures. As clouds break Monday night into Tuesday, I'm expecting high temperatures for Austin for Monday and Tuesday only in the 70s, and overnight lows falling back to the 50s, so it's going to be quite pleasant when we start the new week. Once we get into the middle part of the week, the high pressure that comes in the wake of the cold front, the heart, if you will, of the cooler, drier air, we'll begin to move east, and that means return to a southerly wind, and our temperatures begin to warm back into the 80s by Wednesday and Thursday of next week, with what appears, the end of our 7-day forecast, to be a pretty dry, sunny weather pattern for Austin and for South Central Texas. Folks, those are my audio weather thoughts on this Thursday, 21st day of April, 2022. I'll update my text forecast, 7-day forecast, which is on the website, in addition to my audio weather thoughts again on Friday morning. Folks, I hope you have a real good Thursday.